Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Bonsoir à tous et à toutes, 20h passées de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Bienvenue sur Rupture ce soir, Rupture qui invite ce soir le DJ, producteur et musicien Kevor Keshishian, de son nom de scène Diamond Setter. Kevor qui est là avec nous ce soir pour nous parler de sa carrière, de sa longue carrière en tant que DJ et pour nous présenter un live dans les studios de Radio Liban, son premier live en tant que production, en tant que musicien et non pas en tant que DJ. Une première donc dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir. On commence avec un premier titre, voici l'anglais Matthew Herbert.
My face is in a movie.
A movie.
My picture's in a store. I'm climbing like an angel. Cause I need more.
I need more.
Come on.
Go Gordon, go Ramsay. Go Gordon, go Ramsay. Go Gordon, go Ramsay.
Show me your money. I need your money. Give me all your money. Cause I need money. I'm sponsored and promoted. Tied and commodified. If money equals murder, it tastes good. Don't care what gives it fizz. When money is a question, the answer is
Always felt like selling some. Guess it might as well be myself. Gotta find something that I stand for this love.
Un aime un morceau plutôt tiré de l'album Plat du jour de Matthew Herbert, l'électronicien, le producteur d'électronique britannique Matthew Herbert. Le morceau s'appelle Celebrity, un morceau qui fait partie de la sélection de Kevork alias Diamond Setter, DJ, producteur et musicien qui est avec nous ce soir dans le studio de Radio Liban 96.2 FM et que je vais saluer tout de suite. Bonsoir Kevork.
Hello Ziad.
It's a pleasure to have you with us here tonight.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much. I'm so happy about it.
It's not the first time you come to the studios of Radio Lebanon. You've been here once before to to do something really different from what you're doing tonight,
To take pictures. Yes.
But it was a practical introduction because at least it made you comfortable with the studio.
Yeah, and now, I saw how it is and how it happens. And
you're back tonight to do something entirely different. Tell us a bit what you have in mind for us for tonight.
I have prepared a 34-minute live. It's basically the stuff that I produced for the past 4 months, and that's just it. It's like edits that I did and some really original stuff that I prepared. It's not only dance. It's very eclectic, and. That's just it.
Usually when a DJ starts playing live, people always ask, but he's a DJ, he's not playing live. What do you mean when someone plays live? And we have the situation, for instance, with musicians such as Moonma and Index Left, whenever they're playing live, we have to explain to people that they're actually playing live and not just sticking one song after the other. So tell us a bit about what you're doing tonight. Technically, you're not just playing songs by other people that you're sticking each after the other like a DJ.
It's not like that. Well, we can't compare ourselves to a band because it's just one person being on stage and everything is pre-prepared. But you can like the softwares that we use can give us the ability
to play around
to and loops and to have effects and. To go wherever we can, but it is alive. It's just like a band playing. And
originally, though, this is not what you started doing when you first got into the music field. You started out as a DJ.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about your beginnings in music in Lebanon.
I started DJing when I was 22, and because I loved music, and it was Torino Express, the first place where I played, and I played there for like 1 year just to have fun, and I evolved, and I started playing, I played at a lot of venues, and I ended up playing at The Basement, which I'm still doing.
This is the place where... we're not going to say which made you famous, but this is a place which allowed you a lot of freedom and freedom to express yourself
that's very
musically.
True. Yep.
You've been a resident at The Basement for a number of years now.
Yes.
And it is at The Basement that you started adopting the stage name, Diamond Setter?
Very true.
Okay.
And that's because of my previous career as a Diamond Setter.
You actually chose the name because you set diamonds for a living.
Yeah. And but I've quit along the way because I couldn't do both because they were clashing and I needed to concentrate. And because along the way, while I was DJing, I started making music and I couldn't. I was going to my workshop around 1 p.m. and my boss was always nagging, so I needed to solve it.
Tell us a bit about the shift that happened. You were playing records, buying music online, buying CDs in town, buying CDs from Ceritec, which was still happening at the time, buying vinyl, and generally being a brilliant DJ around town. Tell us a bit about the shift that made you go into actual music production, producing your own sounds. What happened and when?
It happened maybe 4 years ago. It was basically as well because of my love for music, but I was never able to play an instrument because I didn't
learn music.
I didn't invest time in it, and having a software in front of me helped me express myself in all the ways that I wanted to express myself.
You were already producing ads and doing some commercial work, we're going to say, between quotation marks?
Yes, I did that, but I started doing that after becoming, not professional, I'm not going to use this term, but when I was able to deliver this, I started doing music for TV ads. But the first 2 years maybe were more like learning
the tools of music production.
Learning how to produce. And it's to produce dance music is different than being a guitar player, because you're behind the computer and you need to do everything. You need to mix, you need to arrange, you need to clean, you need to... It's not just playing your guitar. So that helped me do music for TV ads and what I will deliver tonight.
You basically learned the tools of music production through numerous computer softwares.
That's true.
And produced some ads and did some commercial work for a bit, and then started producing your own electronic sounds. And this is what you're going to deliver, as you say, to us tonight over the course of a long set, I think.
Yep.
Which you've you're playing not only from a laptop. I see you have a multiple array of instruments behind you.
Yes, I have some effects and a controller to control my effects, which are on my computer. And
are you still a DJ nowadays under the name of Diamond Setter?
Yes, of course.
And how do the two work together? Being a producer and a DJ, that, don't you feel that being a DJ nowadays is less of an occupation?
Being a DJ, I will always be a DJ, because it's so much fun for me to be there and mix some housey tunes. I will always do that, I guess. But the live that I will play tonight is not very... I will play some dancey tunes and I will go into down-tempo stuff, but...
This is a different kind of exercise.
Yeah, I'm a person who likes to experiment things, and I don't want just to make dance music, which I already did a lot. I will continue doing it, but I was attracted a lot to working with organic sounds, and I think that's what I will keep on doing for the near future, along dance music.
For the people who are interested in what you do as a DJ under the name of Diamond Setter, as far as dance sets go, and I've seen you at work, I've seen you operate, and it's a brilliant. It's always brilliant to watch you mix and to listen to you mix, because you have
you
have a certain joy that you communicate to your crowd and your audience through
Thank
your mixes. And you're going to be mixing this week, I think, on Saturday at the Basement.
Of course.
And there's something else happening at the Basement this Saturday, which is that
there's something great happening.
Absolutely. But we shouldn't put too many adjectives before this band, otherwise we'll appear as biased. But anyway,
no, but I don't mind about it, because for me it is something great.
This band that we mentioned a bit earlier, Index Left, are going to be playing this Saturday at the Basement. It's their fourth or fifth concert in this venue.
Very true.
So Index Left, a live dubstep
set
duo from Beirut, will be playing this Saturday at the Basement. We're going to listen to a track by them.
Yes.
And right afterwards, we'll speak again, and we will hear your own set. So this is Index Left.
Let's do it.
And the track is called Slow.
Thank you.
This is just an example of what this band is capable of doing, this Lebanese band called Index Left. This is a remix, not really a remix, a remake, a recover, a cover, and a remix of a track originally by Kylie Minogue called Slow, Index Left rework. Index Left will also be playing slower tracks and faster tracks, I guess. You know them quite well, Kvork, you've seen them
yes,
play live
course.
A few times.
Yes, of course, I saw them a couple of times. They're very energetic, they have amazing charisma, and I'm really looking forward for this night. And if we can talk about the night, there will be Caroline playing before them. And
She is a DJ who's
yes,
opening for them.
Yes, and Caroline for me is my favorite Lebanese female DJ, because she's always playing very very unique sounds, and you can feel that she's a girl. So I really like the sounds that she mixes.
What you've just said is very interesting. You mean that when it's a boy playing, it's easy to tell whether a boy or a girl are playing music?
I don't know, but you can tell that there's a girl mixing. I don't know how I feel this, but I do feel it.
For instance, a few weeks ago, The Basement was showcasing a French DJ called Chloe, whom I believe is absolutely brilliant. Did you go listen to her?
Yes, I did. She was cool.
And could you tell that it was a girl playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're always.
Interesting.
They are girly. Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. So Caroline will be the DJ who's opening the night on Saturday the
30th. Yes, and I would really like the people to come early and listen to her.
Okay.
Really.
All right.
Because most of the people don't do this, which is very unfortunate.
Well,
but
that's
okay.
That's the whole concept behind a warm-up. The warm-up DJ is often left aside.
Let's not go there.
So DJ Caroline will open the night on Saturday the 30th of October at The Basement. Then Index Left will be playing live.
Yes.
Followed by yourself, by
yes.
Diamond Setter. And we're also going to be hearing from you right now, but what you're doing right now, as we've established earlier, is very different from what's going to happen on Saturday. On Saturday you will be mixing records, and tonight you're playing a live set.
Yes.
And this I believe is your first live set.
It is my first live set, and I'm very happy that you encouraged me to do this.
I've been following you around for a few months. Yes.
So I'm very glad about it. It's prepared and it's ready, and it's it's so far away from my DJing thing. It's very eclectic. Because I already said this, what we're gonna hear now is basically what I produced these past 4 months.
This set that we're going to hear right now from you is the result of a lot of experimentation. You're
yes.
working with organic sounds,
very
I think.
Very true. Very
you,
true.
You doing remixes for local rock bands such as Scrambled Eggs,
yes,
such as Slaughterhouse.
I am on it now.
I have a feeling that all of these different experimentations, whether it's music for ads, whether it's remixing Scrambled Eggs and Slaughterhouse, whether it's doing dance music, all of these things are basically coming into the set of
very
tonight.
True.
It's,
yes, very
it's,
true.
It's a good. It's
I even sampled the dialogues from movies, because lately I was experimenting that as well. So there will be some stuff from movies as well. I don't know if people will recognize it, but that doesn't matter.
All right. Well, we're going to let you do your thing.
Yep.
Kvork.
Thank
AKA
you.
Diamond Setter. It's a pleasure, an honor, and a privilege to have you with us tonight. This is your first ever
live
electronic set.
Yes, my pleasure as well.
As Diamond Setter. And, well, let's hear it.
Thank you. Let's do it.
Pour nos auditeurs qui sont moins versés dans la langue anglaise, voici pour la première fois sur les ondes de Radio Liban, pour la première fois tout court en fait, un set live du producteur, DJ et musicien libanais Kvork Kechichian alias Diamond Setter.